And on Twitter, and to tell us exactly what is trending this morning, is Barbara Friedman with us. Barbara, very good morning to you and welcome again. People came into town this morning and saw Table Mountain burning, and that started trending.
Yeah.
But
and it was interesting. I mean, obviously my Twitter algorithms kind of obviously look quite locally and the things I'm interested in, but I did think it was interesting that Table Mountain began trending on my Twitter trends. And this is, as you said, this is a prescribed burn that was started in the early hours of the morning along Tafelberg Road. But, you know, I was thinking for people driving in early this morning, you know, 2021, the fire was so terrible on the mountain that you can understand that people are quick to react in panic and fear. And so obviously reports began. I know a lot of people called into this radio station to ask what was going on. And then obviously Sanparks reporting and had actually posted on their Facebook that it was a prescribed burn, that it was being observed by the Sanparks teams, and that they were obviously on duty to watch this, but that it was going to be sooty and smoky for quite a long time. I know the Table Mountain Cableway aerial cableway also posted on their Facebook saying, listen, it is going to be sooty and smoky up there. But, you know, this does happen. These prescribed burns are part of the eco maintenance of the mountain.
I think that
we know Fynbos has to be burned at certain
the
points.
Prescribed burn basically is the one that's taking place this morning, but I think there are a few of them scheduled, and they will all be probably at that time of the morning. I guess also the reason is we are very heavily into our tourist season.
Right. And, you know, obviously, as you said, there are prescribed burns for April as well. And they always take into account the weather conditions, and they make sure that they do the burn when temperatures are under 25 degrees, when the winds are moderate, less than 20 kilometers an hour. And around 2 to 3 days after light rains have fallen. So they do take into account those factors, and I suppose that is exactly where we were today.
So also a lot of control burns that normally take place in the Hout Bay area and around that section. There's a lot
and
of
some in Tokai.
Tokai, yes. The Tokai Forest always
causes
yes.
a reaction from the citizens.
I think we care about our mountain. And I saw over the weekend that, you know, some of the devastation that happened in that particular fire which you described, and you know that little restaurant, that Rhodes Memorial that is still not up and running yet.
Yeah, because that was at the center of that fire. And you remember, I mean, it was such a big thing. I mean, we carried that story for days on Cape Talk.
How a video game has revolutionized the way farmers are buying trackers. Are they, first of all, going to play the video game?
Well, exactly. I thought this was just a really quirky and quite fascinating story. It's been run in The Guardian and other media outlets. So there's a video game called Farming Simulator. And using the video game, you farm. And you use equipment in the video game. And this gaming company, Giant Software, when they first developed the game, they had to try and get people from – get these companies involved to obviously try and get everything correct, bit of a mission. As the game has taken off, they now receive hundreds of queries a year from manufacturers of farming equipment, tractors, combine harvesters, trailers, balers, and seed drills to see how they can feature in the game where players are creating their own virtual farms. And so obviously this is almost like it's a different form of advertising, an unlikely advertising vehicle. But I thought this was what was quite interesting, is that unlike Microsoft Flight Simulator or those Formula One racing games, which give you that sort of realism of that experience, users are unlikely to be able to go out and buy themselves a jumbo jet or a racing car. But farmers who are using it are more likely to actually use this to practice or to maybe buy a tractor. Mm. So it's a more realistic option, and that is what's happening. So apparently it is changing the way people are buying tractors, because the tractors in the game are based very realistically on these actual products.
I'd love to go and play this game, because I was taught by the guys at Homewood Farms out in the Vredendal area. They actually taught me how to reverse a tractor, and it's actually quite a tricky thing to do.
Amazing. I mean, this is quite inspiring. You kind of think, well, that's, you know, instead of just being a fighter pilot, I can go and practice how to become a tractor driver.
Well, Here's something,
maybe a more useful skill. Yeah,
here's something that I like, because my daughter always, when I work late, she always waits for me to come home to actually give her a kiss. And, you know, sometimes when you're down in Johannesburg or overseas, you can't do that. So a Chinese startup has actually invented a long-distance kissing machine that transmits users' kissing data.
Yeah, so it is the most bizarre thing I have ever seen. It has been trending and kind of making the rounds on all the media websites in the last week. It really looks to me, I watched the video of someone kissing on this machine, it attaches itself to your cell phone. So when you're doing a video call and now you want to kiss goodbye or kiss, maybe you just want to kiss, you actually kiss this rubber, these rubber lips that are part of this little proper three-dimensional device that attaches to the phone. And it looks like you're kissing a fish. I mean, literally, it is the most oddest thing I've ever seen. It's very pale. The lips and the skin are all just the same sort of very pale rubber color. And it doesn't look good at all. It looks ridiculous. I get it. It's transmitting the data. So you've got to pair up their kissing machine and your kissing machine via the app so that you can kind of get that data transmitted so that it feels like the real thing.
Does the data sort of transform into emotion?
No. And, you know, it's called Moi, you know, obviously M-U-A, Moi, and the sound people make when they're blowing a kiss. And I know everyone's just finding it very, very funny. And there's been a lot of humor and jokes about it. I don't know if anyone's seriously going to use this and get some sort of benefit out of it. But, you know, I suppose, and I agree with you, if you've ever had a long-distance relationship of some kind, you know, whether it's your family or a partner, and you kind of like do want to kiss them goodbye at the end of the video call, maybe this is a way of simulating it and making it more real.
It'll work for the kids. It's definitely not going to work for your partner.
Yeah, maybe.
You can go and have a look at it. It will be up on EWN, and of course we will be chatting more and more about Cape Talk. CapeTalk.co.za. That's a Chinese startup that invents a long distance kissing machine. It actually looks quite hilarious in any case. And that's Barbara Friedman bringing us up to speed with exactly what's happening and what's trending. The fire was trending this morning as people came into the city. How video gamers revolutionized the way that farmers are buying tractors, and this Chinese kissing machine. Have a look at it and let me know what you think of it. 0214460567, and the WhatsApp line available for you right now on 0725671567. Good morning.